Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. Several listeners of a certain vintage can probably speak readily about the many night spots that existed in Barbados in the 1950s, 1960s, and 1970s. That offered a range of after-dark entertainment options to locals and visitors alike. In those venues, a number of notable musicians, most of them part of bands, could be found. On this day, August 12, 1962, a piece written by iconic journalist Al Jukes on one such musician, a legendary guitarist named Clifton Glasgow, was published in the Barbados Advocate. He was a staple of the local entertainment scene, both in the high-end hotels and nightclubs, as well as the grassroots dances, or brams, held in communities across the island. According to Mr. Jukes, Glasgow was renowned for his extremely skillful playing of what was referred to as his singing guitar, and the Latin music played by his band, which had, quote, become synonymous with good dance music wherever Barbadians gathered to dance, unquote. And so popular was he that the mention of his name caused, quote, smiles of delight to spread across faces, unquote. He was born in St. Lucia around 1932. His father and two of his uncles were apparently accomplished guitarists, and this may have inspired the young Clifton to take to the instrument to such a degree that by the age of 10 years old, according to him, he was playing in churches and for friends in his homeland. His preference from early on was for Latin music, and when he moved to Barbados in the 1950s, he soon formed a band that played that kind of music. He got his big break soon after his arrival when he was invited by the manager of the Coconut Creek Hotel to play at that venue. And that was when he put together the band and played the music he enjoyed most. The group was composed of two guitarists, a bassist, a drummer, a pianist, and someone shaking the maracas. It was there that he demonstrated his extraordinary guitar playing skills to the many patrons who flocked to the hotel's entertainment space from far and wide. And soon his reputation as a highly skilled musician who had never received any formal training was established. He and his band soon played dances, clubs, and parties all over the island. The band name, which was originally the Martin Seeley Latin American Band, was changed to the Clifton Glasgow Latin American Band. It broke up for a short period, and Glasgow went on to do several other gigs, which included joining with another musician named Keith Campbell and playing such venues as Eastree House and Colony Club. The band soon reassembled, albeit with some new members, and continued to entertain crowds all around the country for several years after. Tragically, Glasgow died on May 23, 2012, following an accident with a route taxi in Bridgetown. He was 80 years old. His legacy and impact was such that at his funeral, a number of top local music artists, some of whom had shared a stage with him, turned out to pay a tribute. According to the Nation newspaper, Glasgow was buried with his beloved guitar, thus ensuring that they were not parted in death as they never were in life.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.